Our next item is
affiliates.
The affiliates. The motion, Ray, can you read the motion?
Yeah. And let open to suggestions.
Yeah, vote with well.
Resolve that the executive director and of our CFO work with the affiliate director, affiliate coordinator, and the affiliate staff force to make proposal for a budget line item for the budget being approved.
For the fiscal year 2007.
That's what I was going to ask.
Hold on, Ray, your mic is not live, so that's not on the stream. Can you guys turn his mic on so we have an audio record of this motion, please? Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, should I read again?
Yes.
Okay. Resolve that the executive director and CFO work with both the affiliate coordinator and the affiliate task force to make to come up with proposals for a budget line item for fiscal year 2007.
And there's been a second? Rip, did you say you seconded that?
Just to make sure it's clear, we're talking about setting a budget for the
upcoming.
Yes, for the affiliate program.
Okay, so can you read the motion as it would, as it's been?
Oh, I see. So resolve that the executive director and CFO work both with the affiliate coordinator and the affiliate task force to come up with proposals for a budget line item for fiscal year 2007 for the affiliate program.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there debate on this? LeVarn?
I'm just trying to understand that each year the affiliates and the archives, each one prepares a budget, and there's no one line item that you could put in for any distinct unit because you have various expenses. So if you're asking for a specific unit for those two groups, that would be something that Liney could address in terms of the current structure of Great Plains and whether that's something we can do at this time.
Rip?
I would speak to this. As I look through the budget report from the CFO, there is line item budget items for the archives, but there is not for the affiliate program, and that's why we need one.
Any further debate?
Point information.
Go ahead.
I'd like to know from CFO how in the past this allocation of the budget has been listed on the in your budgets.
In connection with the affiliates program specifically?
Yeah.
Well, the affiliates program has not is not listed as a department, not as a unit, and not as a program. So our understanding that this resolution would look at a budget line item for the affiliates.
So my question is, how was it in the past? Where was the money that goes to affiliates? Where was it listed?
The current revenues for the affiliates program is listed in the archives program, and that's where those revenues go currently.
And the reason for that?
The reason for it is that it's a contract, and the contracts are processed in the archives department and had previously existed there before. And so the collection of those contracts also occurs there because there's no way to collect the money in affiliate in other places. So it is being done at that department.
So if we go to archives, then we can see how much money is going to affiliates.
Yes.
Okay.
Sandy.
Now, just one other thing I want to add if I had a moment, Mr. Chair.
I'll recognize you after Sandy.
Given the ambiguities I'm listening to, I think we ought to refer this to finance for one round of scrutiny before we can flush this out.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. We'll take two comments for and against the motion to refer. Who's speaking in favor? LeVarn? Did you just speak?
Not in favor of this motion.
But Lydia hasn't spoken on the item generally. Lydia?
Again, for the obvious.
That wasn't on the stream, but that wasn't a motion, so we'll proceed. Against? Rip?
This just postpones this matter more. And what I would say to clarify a little bit there is Lonnie's talking about revenue, but what we're talking about here is the expenses. If you go to that archives budget, you don't find those expenses itemized there. And there are expenses that are needed for the outreach, marketing, and administration of the affiliates program. And it is called a program, whether or not it's institutionalized yet. And so we do need to have this addressed now.
I'm going to recognize Lonnie before I hear the other pro and con. Lonnie?
Well, a budget line item refers both to revenue and expenses. And so I would want to look at what revenue would support any expenses. The second thing that I would want to look at, I do believe we should look at it in Finance Committee. I don't think it should be excluded from being looked at in Finance Committee as any other expenditure would be. And the other point is that I do believe that we should follow through with the policy of looking at the financial impact of any motion, because we don't know. I don't know what the financial impact would be at this point.
I'll take that as a comment in favor of the motion to refer. Yes, Ray?
Okay, no, that was my question.
Okay, is there another speaker opposed? I saw Rob first. Rob had his hand up before any of you guys.
Currently, we don't budget. We don't budget for revenues that we can recognize, so we don't show how, by spending money to earn money, we can increase our money from the archives, from the affiliates program, or for programming. If you look at most of our budgets...
Rob, this is on the motion to refer.
I'm opposed to the motion to refer it.
Because?
Because one of our structural problems is that we do not show how by investing in programs that have the potential to gain audience and revenue, we can do more to create audience and revenue. So we don't do it. This includes revenues, period. We don't budget our revenue sources, so we don't invest in making more money.
Okay, we've heard two comments in favor and two opposed. If the motion to refer fails, then we have some time remaining to process. If the motion to refer succeeds, we move the agenda. All those in favor of referring this question to the Finance Committee, please raise your hand. This is to refer to Finance the question.
I count four, yes.
All those opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, no.
According to our agreement on time, we have approximately 6 more minutes to process this item. Is there any further debate?
Yes.
Don, and then Bob?
I very definitely support this. Every time Ursula makes a presentation about affiliates, we talk about the need to nurture that program, to spend some money. What are the expenses? I think it's absolutely imperative that we have a line item on the costs of that program so that this board can increase that line item as the budget will allow. So I'm strongly in favor of creating a line item for affiliates so that we can actually look at that program as an independent, I'll use the word treasurer.
Because of the shortness of time, I'm going to alternate between pro and con. That was pro. Who is speaking opposed?
I have an amendment.
Go ahead, Bob.
I echo Don's sentiment. I also think the Finance Committee should have a role, and so my amendment is to, I don't have the exact wording, but after it goes through the process in the main motion, that it would then be referred to the Finance Committee before coming back to the board so that they can review it. Is that clear?
I just want to point out that the board has to approve any budget, which includes the structure of the budget. Are you asking for an additional step in which we approve the construction of the line items? So basically you're asking, we would, as I understand your amendment, it is that that the Finance Committee shall propose the form of the line items to accommodate the instruction.
I'm sorry, I might be confused. So if this motion passes, the sequence would be the affiliates coordinator, the CFO, and the affiliates task force formulates a proposal, and then what?
And then the Finance Committee would review it and make a recommendation to the board of whether that's an implementation.
That's already built in, then.
That's fine.
Is that's what I'm hearing. Is it? Does other people understand what I understand by it?
That's fine.
If that's built in, then I withdraw my amendment.
Ambrose?
Well, that's the reason the defeat of the last motion was pretty dumb. Yeah. Because everything has to go through the Finance Committee.
Okay, so that's sort of what I understood.
No, I don't agree.
Okay, Don?
I don't agree. If we vote and pass this, it merely mandates the creation of a line item for the budget. I mean, that's not brain surgery. If we pass this, so it is not a dumb thing that we just did. Quite the contrary, I think it's a very intelligent thing we just did.
Excuse me. Hold on. The distinction I see between the two things is, had the previous motion passed, the Finance Committee might have made a recommendation not to change the budget. If this motion passes, it is an instruction to the Finance Committee to do it, and there may be implementation issues. That's the distinction.
That's right.
Now, my understanding of the amendment is that the implementation would come back to this board, and the board would, according to the Finance Committee's instructions, recommendation, implement that version of it in the National Office budget. So when the National Office budget comes before us in September, it will include that construction of it.
Mr. Jim?
They can put a line item that says zero.
Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman,
I'd like to speak
if you don't.
Okay, hang on. So is that the sense of your amendment?
I mean the affiliates. But you support.
Hold on. Oh, please, excuse me. We don't yet have an amendment because we don't yet have clear language that's available for second. So, Bob, is that what you intend by your amendment?
I need someone else to give guidance. I'm a little confused.
Okay, well, if you can't come up with language, then we can't entertain the amendment. Yeah. May I just suggest that that's probably going to have to happen anyway, because the board's going to approve it, whatever budget it approves.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer a little substitute motion that no line item, budget item, would bypass the Finance Committee. No line up, budget line
I'm going to rule that out of order because it's already the case that the Finance Committee has to recommend a budget to the PMB. LeVon.
Is that true for
that? I'm sorry, but as I stated earlier, in order to do this, you have to have the two units between the archives. I'm sorry, I voted the wrong way. The archives and the affiliates. And also, this is a subject that's been discussed in the Finance Committee. We've asked to do this. So, you know, these issues that we're trying to get done, you know, we're working toward these things, and there cannot be a, let me explain again, there cannot be a line item for affiliate expenses. It has to include the whole range of
That's
the account
right.
table with expenses.
That's
so I'm sorry. So I think we should, all the vote has been taken, it should be referred to Finance so we can come up with the correct language in terms of what can be achieved and when we want to have it done.
Okay.
So to throw this out like this is just nonsensical, and cherry picking items that we've discussed and we're working on is nonsensical also.
Okay. We're at time. We're going to bring the motion to vote. I want to point out that if this motion fails, it does not preclude any member of the Finance Committee bringing it forward, and I think it's clear that there's an interest in dealing with the question. If it succeeds, the Finance Committee is still going to have to agree on an implementation. Okay, so either way, the Finance Committee is going to be doing work on this. Can you read the original main motion again, Ray?
Resolve that the Executive Director and CFO work both with the Affiliate Coordinator and the Affiliate Task Force to propose a budget line item for the fiscal year 2007 for the affiliate program.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
There was another. I'd like, please again. All those in favor of the main motion, please hold your hand up, leave it up, and don't move.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
And to me.
And 13.
13 in favor. All those opposed?
I see no hands. Zero,
Abstention.
Abstentions.
Abstentions?
The abstentions are everyone who didn't vote.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm just trying to help her with the minutes here. So the letter amendment was withdrawn somehow?
There was no...
No amendment.
No amendment.
Okay.
We never got language. Okay, just quickly, because I'm scared that we'll miss this. Dr. Bethune, Sandy has offered to withdraw from the programming committee if you would like to take that, and we have an open slot on the audit committee. Are you interested in serving on either of those or both? Can you go say that on the mic? Not now.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I am the director from that area.
Microphone.
I was told that Sandy was.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I'm the director on the programming committee.
Is it you who offered to withdraw, or did you not offer to withdraw?
I didn't, but
you did
not. I mean, that's something for consideration.
Okay, so I don't think we're ready to deal with that now. That, in the interim, then, the audit committee is open, and we can deal with other committee assignments sometime within the next month.
Audit is interesting.
Okay.
I've been an accountant for 20 years.
Is there any objection to Dr. Bethune, who's been an accountant for 20 years, to serve on the audit committee?
Oh, my God.
Seeing no objection.
Welcome you with
we don't have time.
Arms.
Seeing no objection, that'll be approved.